1-2. Right, that's the preheat. So let me pull the preheat for the heat. There we go. This is okay. So this now. Okay, so it's heated. So we're gonna do that. Leave it like that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll crack the thing.
Shebang.
Shebang.
Frosty.
Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I'm yelling. And I'm Justin Baroni.
Can you hear us out there?
And today, we're smoking some student in glass. Oh, this one's...
Look at that.
I forgot I started it.
Yep.
There you go. Now it's coming.
Yeah, it is.
Surprise.
Yeah, it is.
I hope you enjoy the surprises.
It's so, all.
In the student in glass here, we're finishing off the last of my Masiku's frozen lemons. Oh, crap. I got the hose all fucked up.
It's all good.
It'll survive.
Here it comes. It's coming now.
Oh, I see. It's literally coming my way.
Yeah.
There we go. All right.
So, I now have ownership.
You, you can grab. There you go.
Gotcha.
You don't have to smoke it, but here's some more if you want some. So we're smoking the last of the Masiku frozen lemons, which is a nice sativa concentrate. Oh, right here.
Right there.
I got it. Yeah.
There we go.
I got you. Teamwork makes the dream work,
that's right,
baby. It's it's a live resin. Yeah, it's a live resin, I think.
Yes.
No. No. Shatter. It was a shatter. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Masiku frozen lemon shatter. I got it a long time ago, so I think it was only like 83%, but it's a sativa, and it hits you like in the eyes.
Right in there.
Yeah, and then you get, at the end, you get a little bit of a drop off. At least I find. It's obviously different for everybody. But, so that's what we're smoking in there today. That's how we started the show with the click. Oh, yeah, and I'm drinking a Mallow.
I got myself a teapot.
Tyler's drinking the teapots over there.
It's delicious.
And let's also welcome Tyler.
Mm.
And cheer the show, because I forgot to hit the button. I had too many things to do.
We're doing a lot at once.
Yeah.
We're so pumped to get it ready.
Okay, so just like to tell you, so I found out that this actually does teeter off if you just leave it.
Oh, really?
Remember how
at
we thought
point,
it didn't?
It just went on forever.
Yeah.
I mean, because we thought like 7 minutes was like 3 days, according to Nathan, so.
Right. Hey, we haven't talked in an hour. No, it's been 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, see, it teeters right off. So I just let it go now.
That's fair.
But, yeah, thank you for joining me and Tyler your Friday at 4:20 to start the weekend off right, baby.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you for joining Thoughts Off the Stem. So I'm drinking the Mallow 10 milligrams of THC, 20, I think, of CBG.
Is it 10 and 10?
Oh yeah, no, it's 10 and 10. You're
10
right.
10.
10 and 10 CBG. Tyler's teapot is
5 milligrams of THC, just straight up, but it is strain specific. We got our, Pedro Suisse sativa in the teapot. It's just so good. First
know,
time
right?
having this at the last, the kind or whatever.
It's the, it's such like, it's so, it's, it tastes just like Nestea. Basically. Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit more syrupy, but...
It's like the, God, what's its actual name? It's something Peak. The Peak iced teas. You know what I'm talking about? The ones in the fancy bottle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, more tea-like.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, less manufactured, more tea.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Less sugar.
Basically. So, yeah. So, we're having those drinks. We've already smoked. These are fucking incredible, man. I was talking about this on the last podcast, but I bought the Box Hots. They're vape cartridges. This one, the Citrus Nitro, which I tried to explain, like, well, and I didn't at all, but it is 50% THC. It's, I can't tell if it's a 1 or a 7, so I think it's 0.7, somewhere between 0.1 and 0.7% CBD, and then it's 25% CBG. I really like this thing. It tastes like watermelon bubblegum.
Yeah.
And it's a 2 grammer.
It's good.
It's probably one of your best bangs for your buck, because, like, at our shop... You're paying like $45-$46 for it,
mm-hmm.
and you're getting 2 grams. Where the contrast is, this one I just bought today because it smelled like, I thought it was, what did I say? Hubba Bubba?
Hubba Bubba, yeah.
Bubble gum. This is another one from Box Hot. It's, which one's this one? The Bubba Fruit. So it looks.
Retro Bubba.
Yeah, and this one's more, more THC, right? 83% THC with like virtually no CBD. But... The good thing about that is that it tastes like bubblegum and it's all sativa. Oh, right? Yeah. So Tyler and I smoked that and this before we started this. And within 5 minutes, the rush of energy that we got was just... Yep. We talked for like a good half hour before we started doing this.
Easily.
Like, yeah, with no breath or break of breath.
As you said, like, it kind of made us giddy. Like, it just gave us a little extra boost.
Yep. And then, oh, no. And then on top of that, because we like to go hard in the paint for unnecessary reasons. How many did you have?
I think I've had two so far.
Okay, so we ate these Shred'ems Guava Lime Go Time. They're 1-to-1 THCV and THC gummies. Now, again, we're in Canada, so you're only getting 10 milligrams of THC in the package.
Across the board, yeah.
But I will say about these things, you don't necessarily feel like a head or a body buzz from it, but you do notice like a sense of, what's the word I'm looking for? You know what I'm talking about.
Like focus.
And... Yeah, focus. No, yeah. Word. This is going to be a Moco G episode all over again. It's the thing like it says it is? Yeah. So... Yeah, it gives you a whole, like, insane sense of focus on everything, right? And you, the thing about it is that the first time I had them, I ate them, and I was watching a show, and I didn't realize until 3 hours later that I'd been watching the show for 3 hours. Like, I just kept going episode after episode, and I was like, fuck, I didn't realize it'd been 3 hours. Like, really good for that, as you could tell, because I'm talking very quickly, it feels like.
Yeah, and, like, that's the thing, because, like, when the guys are handing those out for samples at Kind, they're like, yeah, so, like, if you kind of want, like, a caffeine, get up and go.
Yeah.
And as they say, apparently, like, THCV, it's a bit of an appetite suppressant, too.
Oh, so definitely.
Like, yeah, right. And so like, you just want to get your stuff done, not think about anything else while you're doing your task. That's what's up.
Yep, and it's true. It really is, because like I use it sometimes. Look at that fucking cloud.
From that's
like,
a two hauls. Damn, that's a good
one. Want some?
Yes, please. Just patiently waiting over. Give it.
No. That's the CBG one.
Mm.
The nitro. So. Yeah, with those ones, it really is. I use it to, it's like watermelon bubblegum.
Yeah, dude.
Those, the Shred'ems, I use it sometimes when I'm editing the podcast, because then I just sit there and do my thing until I'm finished. And when I'm making, like, little video clips, it takes hours sometimes. So having that there is, you forget.
Yeah.
Right? It's like back in the day when you were a kid and you get locked into a video game and then you forget the entire world exists.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing as that.
Uh-huh. That was like the first time when I first got GTA San Andreas. Mm. Oh, dude. That was just, that was my world for a little while, you know?
There's other things? No?
No. Yes, what?
Fine. Yeah. But since we're also fun as shit, and we've already done a ton of stuff, we're also going to maybe sample some blunts.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically what happened was the card was full and... We only got to this far.
We lost some minutes on the field, but, you know, we're making up for it.
Touchdown. this is going to be the Hail Mary, the end quarter.
And I just smoked, like, I don't know, 7/8 of a very, very great joint. I'm with it, but it's like, there's been some waves already.
Dude,
these are definitely kicking in.
Yeah, right?
The guava lime go time. I'm funny. Just like, whatever. Let's... what we got?
I was just watching that back because the recording stopped on us. We've been talking for like a half an hour. Like, we didn't realize it. So anyway, what's up?
Yes, please. Okay, so...
That one's the Hubba Bubba one.
Okay.
The actual high THC one. So, okay, so what we did was we talked about a bunch of things and we had smoked some stuff in the middle of that. So basically what we were talking about was, you know what? Yeah, okay, so what we were talking about was...
I can re-explain if you'd like.
Yeah, you do it, because I'm going to smoke this.
So we were finally... Now, to be fair, I don't remember how exactly we got here, somehow I was able to bring up what I talked about when we did the group podcast.
Right.
Because I had a big old fumble. Oh, we're just talking about fumbles. Little fumbles that we do as humble humans.
Right.
Like... Razzing about the Moco G from Green Seal.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just, because I found it very entertaining, and it's a good mistake to own, except for me, when I thought I knew exactly what I was talking about when I was going to say something about scary videos. So what I was trying to say was, I need to clear this up, because this is important to me.
Yes.
Because I just had a total malfunction, and I shut down on the group podcast that we did with Nathan and Eva. But what I was trying to say is that there are YouTube videos, like scary, paranormal, whatever, ridiculous fan videos that are made on the internets. And I would fall asleep to them. But basically, my thought was, how would you feel? How would you handle the situation of being in that fuckery while stoned, while horribly inebriated, edibles, whatever the situation? Yeah, I had to clear that up. That was important to me. But we were talking about that a little bit.
We were trying to explain all the joints and stuff that we had and how we put all this stuff together. So I think we explained what we had, like the edibles we had, up to the fact that we had these blunts, right? And then the blunt triggered back to that. And then, sorry, I'm catching up to you now because I took two big hits off that and got distracted by my phone. It's okay. I'm thinking out loud. You gotta let me catch
good.
Up.
I got my air out, so I'm good. I feel rested now. We can do whatever now.
Yeah, no
I
shit.
I feel accomplished and explaining myself in that scenario.
What are the, but it's funny how, flatlined. What am I trying to explain? What am I thinking? My brain is, you know what that is? That's this. This is the line. I've got so many thoughts in my head right now. Like, I can't get them out properly. My brain is working faster than my lips could possibly move. Like.
Yeah, so fun. This is pretty much every day.
Yeah.
To remember, the umpth degree.
Remember the micro machine guy? Who's like, a car, you know?
Yep.
I feel like that's my brain right now. I'm like, I can't keep up, dude. Tune it down. But I can't. Whatever I put in my head now makes me... I have no balance over the last little while.
So you need some balance.
I know. Sorry. So what I was trying to get to, though, was the fact that, because you had said, talked about the big... like the shadows on the walls and so you're sitting around and you see what you would see, what you would do if you saw something you perceived to be paranormal. Oh my Christ. I'm sorry. I'm like, this is Giggle Town, dude. I just, as soon as you said the gummies are kicking in, I'm like, no shit.
Yeah, these things are great. I mean, at this point, it's the frozen lemons. It's the these. It's, I mean, we also had...
The box hops.
Dude.
Dude, we smoke way too much sometimes, but it's so much fun.
It's hilarious. Oh, my God.
Okay, let's retest... No, wait, sorry. I was trying to make a point there.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
So, we were saying how when you get high and you're sitting at home, you have some alone time, and sometimes you're all baked out and you see the fucking shadow on the wall that it shouldn't be on.
In the
and you're
vault.
Like, what are you? Yeah. And you see it up the stairs. You're like, should I chase it? And you're like, no, I don't know.
No. Fuck no.
And then I criticized one of the girl's stories about having a ghost when she was a kid in the worst way possible. Having also believed I had a paranormal experience.
Correct.
Not lately. It's not like I thought I got abducted. It was just there were certain circumstances at this golf course I worked at where when we were putting a TV away one night, there was nobody up in the upstairs, and we left the door open when we came down the stairs and when we came back, we'd left the door open. So one of the managers asked me to go close the door. I go up and the door's fucking closed.
Fuck.
And there's no way.
Nobody.
There's no draft. The windows are sealed. There was no way. So granted, it's a door closing. I get it. Mm-hmm. But it was just odd. Yeah. You know? So I do, part of me, I want to believe in aliens.
Mm-hmm.
I wish Bigfoot would come out of his cave. I mean, come on. You know? So paranormal shit, I want to see it.
Yeah.
That's what I expect. I'm like, look. You're wind, okay? What are you going to do to me? You're going to come over here and be all like, you know, no, get out of here, you know? Oh, you're going to make me cold? Brr, look at me, stepping to the right. No, I'm warm again. You know, you open up a here's some plates, buddy. No, those are my plates. Here's a bill.
I feel like that's always my one gripe with supposed paranormal happenings with the interaction with actual objects, because I mean, I guess there's probably forces beyond our perception that, you know, are maybe a thing from dead souls or whatever,
right?
But, like, my brain immediately goes to, like, don't you need, like, hands and, yeah. you know, actual, like, matter yeah. to
Otherwise,
affect
we're all just
another
using the
object,
force, like...
right? This is the old, like, yeah, does, if the tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound?
Yes.
Yes, it fucking does. Yes.
You know why it makes a sound? Because it hits things.
Yeah.
So that's like saying, if you don't leave your house, does life still happen?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You're missing out.
I heard a noise. Yeah, the world's full of them.
Yeah, you should try coming outside sometime.
Man.
Yeah, so I could wait. And then, yeah, but I did a really bad job of, like, being sympathetic to the original point of what they were telling me. They were like, it was crazy. Like, you know when somebody really believes something and mm-hmm. you're kind of like, maybe, you know?
Right.
That's yeah. kind of the attitude I took to it. Instead of being like, oh man, that's crazy, I was like, fuck that shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Wow.
The look I got was just like, what the fuck, man? And I realized it and I was like, no, but you know, I had this experience too.
Kind of. It's almost like you're half responding, like you're half in the conversation. It's like the mishap that just happens to slip out before you filtered everything.
I wish I could say I was like half in the conversation, but I was fully paid attention. I was engulfed. Because like, yeah. I like hearing these things, right? I'm
right.
like, this is kind of cool. It's a neat idea, right?
Yep.
And then my logical brain goes, fuck no. You know, and then that's when my attitude changes and I'm like, oh shit, I may have been a little
now,
offensive there.
To be totally fair, I have been watching a whole lot of X-Files recently. So that has definitely made a difference in my everyday.
Anything you, have you noticed that, okay, like, so on that, well, not on that, okay. TV side, oh Jesus.
I know, okay, we'll get us down a very lost track.
So how do you, okay. Do you, where'd the thought go? It's like I was trying to read it off the wall and it flew away.
Prompt, can we get a prompt?
Like, I know, I Next should have card. A teleprompter. No, where were we, what was, okay, you,
I mentioned a television show.
Yeah, oh, do you find that stuff you watch sort of like influences your daily life sometimes? Like,
oh, totally.
Where you're, yeah. like, you get engulfed. Like, okay, remember I told you those 2 weeks I was watching Justified, and then yeah. all I could talk about was, like, you know, burying people and, like, shooting people if they get all lippy? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I know I can't do any of these things.
Yeah. And they I've been watching too much Justified lately. No, absolutely. Like, definitely shows, I get it from books sometimes, too, depending on the book, obviously, but, like, just reading something, it just rewires your brain a little bit, you know? Just making different connections.
But don't you find that sometimes, like, okay, if you've been, like, heavy into X-Files for, like, 2 weeks, right? Then you take a week off, mm-hmm. and you reflect on that 2 weeks, and you're like, okay, some of this stuff, yes.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But then a couple of these things, no. Like, what are we doing here? So you find that, like, you're more wanting to believe than actually, like, getting sucked into the believing, you know?
Now, here's the thing. I like the way they go about presenting, like, even half-truths, and so much of it is just, like, you know, a freaking, what do you call it, lions and lambs, or, like, you know, like, the secret spy shit that, you know, government organizations do and shit. But I like the way that they present it, because it's, what is it, like, it feels very factual, and...
They do shoot it well like that.
Yeah, absolutely. But there's also, they have Monsters of the Week, right? So, like, there's very obvious, like, Scooby-Doo episodes, basically. Where, like,
oh, we're going to figure out who the villain is by the end of the...
Good job, gang. Good job, Scully. Good job, Mulder. Let's fist bump, because there's no sexual tension between us whatsoever.
Yeah, they never got them together.
No. No, it's done very well. I'm full-hearted in love with that show.
It's great. Just find it hilarious how, like, if you're out in the day, right? Like, I would never look at somebody and be like, I'm going to bury you,
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm not squaring off. I'm not slapping you in the face for a duel, like, you know? But all of a sudden, my mentality starts thinking that way. So, like, my responses to people kind of are influenced by that you know, that sort of like attitude that the show puts off, because you're like, yep, yeah, man, I want to be like that guy.
You know? Right. Yeah.
I'm also a grown child, so. Yeah. But it, I think that with like paranormal stuff like that, I think because it hits it like the human, like the scare factor, right? Oh, yeah. Like it's like,
yeah, no,
it's ingrained DNA, kind of like, I'm fucking terrified of things, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely a whole lot of like fear of the unknown, and like maybe that could be true.
Yeah.
Because it gave like a lot of times like historical background, like, oh, this could be the reason. Because Scully comes in with her science, mm-hmm, and be like, well, this has been happening for thousands of years and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, they do definitely ride that line pretty well. Because I'm like, sometimes a customer will come in, I'll just be like, blink twice. Once that way, once the other way. Just do it. Just do it.
Come on, Rick. Yeah. Show me something I haven't seen before. Yeah. I think like that too sometimes. I'll be sitting out in the garage, and I'll be looking up at the sky and just having like, you know, blunt or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'll be sitting there going like, I wish something just like stopped right there and was like, hey, I'm an alien. You know? Or like,
I know you're there.
Yeah.
I know you keep thinking about it. Yeah, like I can read your thoughts. Just, yeah, so you know, I can read your thoughts. Yes, we are here. Just leave us alone. Yeah. We're just observing. We're just window shopping. That's it.
Listen, if we were gonna come down there, you guys would know. And also you'd be our slaves.
Yeah.
Cause there's no way you're being buddies. You're not far enough advanced for that yet.
No, they like, came from somewhere else to us.
Yeah.
So no, they win. They have the upper hand.
Right. We have nukes. Okay.
Yeah.
You try that. Your big red button. Guess what mine is.
What's that? Oh, you don't have them anymore. Yeah, I just evaporated them. That's it. Okay. So, anyways, as I was saying,
what if they were?
You're all our slaves. No.
It'd be crazy if they were, if like, oh man, see, that's the thing. That's the thing about all of this shit is like paranormal, all of it feels like it could be real based on the stuff that we're learning more and more about the universe, mm-hmm, and like how things work and stuff. And like we're rediscovering origins and things like that, right?
Yeah.
I just find that it's like a giant doesn't seem that off to me now.
It's a parallel. It would
not surprise me if a fucking flying saucer showed up over New York City and like beamed down an image of like a giant gray-headed alien and be like, we are taking over, so please come down here. Like, you know, if not, we'll beam you up ourselves. Don't worry. And they talk like that. Like, that's their, they've been watching like 1925.
Yeah. That's the only signal that made it that part.
Watching? I guess not watching, right?
Now, where is Lucy?
She's gone, Jacob. What'd you do with her? Throw her off the ship. Why? I don't know. I thought that's what those humans did.
Man.
Dude. But yeah, some, even like, okay, so we, I love all our customers, but sometimes, like, weed breeds conspiracy theories. And some of the shit that you hear that people believe, and don't get me wrong, like, alright, be you, dude.
Yeah, you do you.
But, sometimes think about being you. You know, like, sometimes people tell you stuff and you're just, you look at them like, have you ever read a book?
Like, you've just been an empty vessel up until now. This is clearly all you know.
Yeah. Why? Hey, man, like, you know, what happens? Like, if I smoke that weed, can, like, I find aliens? No. It's weed. Oh. You know what questions I fucking hate? I know this is a total switch, but it just made me think of it. Is when people, we were talking about this in the car the other day, or maybe it was today, I don't remember. But when people come in and they go, I don't think people understand the economy sometimes.
Oh, when they, like
they come in and they go, hey, I want this.
I want the best shit for, like,
for, you know,
for like 20 bucks, but I want an ounce. Yeah. It's across the board, man.
I have this one. I have this one last time. It was good. Okay, well, there's that one. Well, yeah, I know, but I had that last time. Okay, well, this one. No, I had that one too. Well, that's it. Like, you have to go another, like, $20 to $30 more if you want something that's better. That's the top of the bottom.
Yeah. You know? If you come in and you specifically ask for, like, the $85 ounce, you've had a few of them at this point, and you know the options, and I'm going to tell you the same thing.
That doesn't vary that much. Like,
no.
What do you think? I say that probably maybe twice a year, like some companies will change or add a strain, mm-hmm. but it's not very often. Like, yeah. once they do one, you're pretty much set for that for, like, yeah, half a year. I'd say every half year, there's a new something from... I mean, there's always new somethings coming out.
Yeah.
But each company, like...
Like, you're going to see a run of it for at least right?
yeah.
6 months. Yeah.
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 So, what'd you guys get today? This is not the garage. You know what we got today? The same thing we had yesterday. Because it's weed and retail.
Yeah, right? Like, do you want a purple one? Do you want a green one? Let's just get this out of the way.
Yeah.
Do you want to run a yellow one?
Dude, every time I come here, it's gone. Well, you come on Monday.
Yeah.
And the weekend happened, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, all of the weekend happened.
You know? Oh. Could you imagine, though, if you had, like... Because there's a couple stores that are... Well, like, Nate's store is, what, two levels?
Yeah.
Could you imagine running a two-level store? Nope.
No. I definitely... I don't envy running that store. Just for the sheer... I mean, they probably get used to it, right? You get used to it at a certain point. But still, I would not enjoy it.
It's yeah. big. No, there's, like... that's why I like our shop. Because it's more... I don't know. It's more like we feel like we're friends with everyone, kind of.
Yeah.
You know,
we have a great layout.
Yeah.
Like, after being in a couple of the other stores in our company, like, I like our layout.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's very comfortable.
Yeah. All we need is the regulations to change so that we could put a couch in there and we can smoke.
Yeah. I would get rid of that center table. I've said for months.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Put a goddamn couch there.
All right.
Should we crack a bee?
Yeah.
What shall it
be? Oh, wait. I was going to do this one. Here, have some of this first. Sorry. Kind of. Okay. Oh, my God.
Making a big old mess.
That THCV shit hit me.
Real hard? Yeah.
Dude,
I think it hit us at the exact same time.
You had to tell me that all of a sudden it was hitting. And then
yeah, I know. What? It's a rookie mistake. I'm sorry. It's because I'm talking. So that thought just breaks through. I was already talking, so shit.
That's better than intrusive thoughts, that's for sure. Oh, I was thinking of doing this one because, I've been waiting a while to try this. I got this a while ago.
So what's that one again?
Okay, so this one. Is it's not a blunt. It's just a pre-roll.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1 gram, and it is the Triple H, which I don't remember what that stands for, but it's something. It is 30.9%, and I'm trying to find out. It doesn't
haze, haze, and more haze.
Yeah, hoppy hippie haze. Does it say somewhere? How does it not? But the problem was I was told. But I like Triple H because, you know, it's like the wrestler guy. And like,
yep.
He hits hard.
That's true.
You know, I mean, he'd hit me hard. I'm sure I wouldn't enjoy it, but I might enjoy this hit.
Just like, man, I always think back to, how's it called? Punch Drunk Love?
Yes.
Adam Sandler?
Yes.
When the guys are coming to like beat him up. Whatever, and he's like saying "ow, ow, ow" before they even like hit him. I understand that because I mean, he's coming at you with like a freaking bat or whatever it was. Yeah. Like I get "ow, ow." You mentally trying to prepare yourself, start saying it out loud.
You have to be very like emotionally secure person to just back down that quickly. I'm just like, oh, I know where I am.
It's like, I know I'm going to get hit.
I do not want to take this ass whooping. Nobody called me. Nobody let me know. Like, maybe if I had a day or two to mull it over, I could get in the zone of this. But not right now. I was going out for ice cream.
We commenced like gentlemen.
Could you imagine if we dueled like we used to duel?
Right.
Like,
a little bit of respect, you know?
Yeah. You also know
a little bit of common courtesy.
You know how many duels would go on at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the wrong people would shoot the wrong people.
Like, yeah. You're walking in a circle in the parking lot like they're freaking West Side Story seagulls.
I was thinking, like, they're lined up in the street and there's, like, you know, they do four an hour. So there's eight guys lined up across from each other.
Can't I got a duel at, like, 3 o'clock. I can't do the meeting.
How do you know that the guys in the middle aren't going to shoot the guys on the end by accident? Like, even if that guy wins, he might get killed.
Yeah.
We thought this through. It's the easiest way to keep our population down. We like a small mining town.
Oh, man, for real.
All right, I finally got to go. There you go.
All right. Oh, she burned pretty well.
I don't know what it tastes like. I just had one of these, and I don't know. You got to tell me. Is it hard to pull? I feel like that's it. Yeah.
It's got a bit of, like, a cheese to it. It's a bit of a cheese.
It's definitely not that. Not the cheese part. It might be.
It's just, it's got a skunk to it. It's got a funk. Oh, it reminds me of something. It's a little bit like Pineapple God, but, like, there's something else going on there. Black cherry punch?
There's a haze in there for sure. A
haze in there for sure.
I wonder.
You know, because, like,
I don't know, but it's got a nice earthy flavor. It's flatter. That's the way I call it. Flatter.
Flatter.
Like, I don't know why. I mean, I feel like it's...
Like muted tones? Like
heavier, yeah.
Yeah. Muted tones?
It's dulled down a bit. It's like a nice hybrid again.
Mm.
I don't know about the high yet, though. I don't know. It's going to be hard to combat that THCV shit. Holy fuck. It's giving me all the giggles.
Right?
I also have these THCV ones.
CBC?
Oh, CBC. Yeah, what does CBC do? I forget.
We should look into that. It's been a while.
Pull it up. Let's find out. This is worth checking out right here. Because, like, what? What does CBC do?
I feel like at the time the rep related in some way to CBG.
Cannabinoid. There we go. Okay. So this is from Cresco Labs. What is CBC? Cannabichromine, or CBC, is a powerful non-psychoactive cannabinoid, meaning it will not cause a patient to feel high. Okay. CBC, like THC and CBD, has been shown to encourage the human brain to grow by increasing the viability of developing brain cells in a process known as neurogenesis.
All right.
Well, we're going to eat some of these then. I mean, we're idiots if we don't.
Yeah. Like, now I wonder what else has traces of CBC in it.
Right?
Mm.
Dude, I mean, you've seen this. What's happening here?
What happened?
It, like, lit up.
Oh, yeah.
It was canoeing, so I just tried to burn the one end, and, well, it kind of lit up a little funky.
The old burn off a cliff.
Yeah, it's canoeing a bit, but it's pulling okay. It's like this side's... Oh, you know what? I think the... I don't know. I can't tell. You might know. Here, you check. It's still burning. It's burning fine now. Before it wasn't.
Yeah, it's just kind of a little...
It's a good high, though. Keep in mind, too, I've had that for...
It's got that cone drip.
Yeah,
you know, like a
yeah,
ice cream
right.
cone?
It's yeah.
got that cone drip.
It's very resiny.
Yeah.
But I've also had that for a while, too. So, like, it's just been sitting in my cupboard waiting for this to happen to it. You know?
Yeah.
All right, CBC Lime. 1 to 3. Okay, let's get smart. Oh, damn it.
1 to 3, so is it 3 CBC?
It would have
1 THC?
Yeah, so total 10 milligrams THC, 2 milligrams per... And then 30 milligrams CBC. Ooh, that's the smartest of the smart.
That's well, what if I've we told. Listen to more CBC.
Pardon me, son, but do you have any CBC over there? No, Gramps. Well, then what are you doing in here? Get out there and get your grandpa some. There's two more in there.
I almost
I have almost that side ready to drop.
Fall. Do it. Come on. I still like the idea of Arnold Schwarzenegger as a weed coach. I think he should add that to his, like, repertoire of things he does as an amazing person.
That would be wonderful, but if we're being honest, he's got a lot of other things to do.
Well, yeah. But I feel like this would be the more fun. Well,
it
no,
would be absolutely likes, like, entertaining.
Those are good.
So fun. That would be...
Do it. Like, he'd just have him sit and he'd be like, you're smoking it wrong. You're doing it like a baby. Come on, take the big puff. Get it in the lungs. Yeah, open them up. Yes, yes. Now you exhale and do it slow. Yes, slow. Now give yourself a minute. Yeah. And how do you feel? And no, right? This is what I do before I feed my donkey.
Dude, I love his donkey. Donkey's great.
I wish I had a donkey.
Right?
I also wish I had a tank.
That would, yep.
Which he also has.
Just property saying. Would be, the property would be nice.
That would be the best.
Yep.
I'd like a helicopter. A donkey. A gorilla. A barn that has a place I can store my cars.
Is that the tube? Let me see the tube.
Yes. And a property big enough that I can have, like, four-wheel tracks and fucking demolition derbies and bonfires. That's not too much to ask, right?
No.
I don't know why
That's
I got
reasonable.
There, but I wanted to tell everybody that. Mm-hmm. I hope this CBC works. I'm going to say smarter things soon.
Exactly how it works. What I've learned on the internet, that is how this works.
Oh, how funny would it be though if in like 10 minutes we start like dissecting science stuff and like we're right?
Wait, how many molecules? How many molecules?
A PhD, sir.
Where'd you get your PhD?
Internet.
My pants. I was hoping you'd say that. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I love saying stuff at work.
Oh, dude.
Because, like, the stuff at work is named so fucked up.
Yeah.
That, like, you can't really be held accountable. You know?
It's at no point are we like...
Oh, wait, hold on. Are we still recording? Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on. We gotta stop. Whew, that was so close.
Oh, shit.
I was like, I don't want to lose anymore.
That's a good thought. Like, that's a good thought. Just the right moment of clarity.
It literally 4 seconds.
Oh, shit. Well done.
Anybody need somebody to dissect bongs? Bongs? Bombs. I can stop them. You ain't got nothing on this.
As long
brain.
As it's one button.
CBC, baby. Bam.
No.
Fucking right. Who knows when we took that last?
Yeah.
4 seconds? Come on, you can't tell me that. What? Where does
no,
that
that's,
come
it's,
from?
Yeah, that's...
It's the
that's,
CBC. It's the only thing that's changed
Tom,
in me.
Tom Cruise accuracy shit. Yeah.
I also can hang on to the side of a plane while it takes off. Did you know that?
It may not end as well, but I can do it for a bit.
I never said for how long. I did not want to give you the impression.
Hey, even
that
Tom Cruise got a safety cord, okay?
You rejected it the first time.
Yeah.
Dude, that, could you imagine being like that?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, that only is dedication. Out of anything, this is what I say, because, like, it's the same thing. I've met people that, you know, I have a weird, like, bro crush on Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? Mm. So, like, but I recognize how people could dislike him, you know?
Right.
And, like, but I always say the same thing. Like, you, for somebody to get to where they're at and do the things, like, he's the guy that does what he says he's going to do, and he does it, yeah. Right? So you have to respect that a little.
Yeah.
Even if you dislike the guy. Whatever. That's take something,
yeah.
Right? Same thing with Tom Cruise. Could be all, like, Whee! Being Tom Cruise.
Now.
But his dedication to the craft is like, you have to respect it.
Yeah, top art, right? Like, it's Tom Cruise. Like, that's, everybody knows that. Like, like as far as, like, pushing yourself to, like, do the next craziest thing and film it, I'm good on that. Thank you.
It's a good high, though.
That's what trips me. Like, I swear, for Tom Cruise, he, like, met with a gypsy woman or something, or he had, like, a freaking vision to be like, this is how you die. Anything else you do before that...
It's like,
obviously, you'll survive, you know?
Yeah. So I just want the world to know I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, that's the only...
That's pretty awesome,
proper
though.
Explanation. Like, yeah.
But you got to think, too, at some point, like, you run out of chances. Because when you put yourself in that position a lot, there's a few times, I'm sure, where, like, whoop.
Oh, yeah.
That was close.
Yep.
But that, again, you got to respect that shit. Because those guys just... Why was I saying that? Well, CBC, you failed me this time.
No, with the re-hitting the button there. That's how we got to that.
Yes.
At the 4 seconds left with your accuracy.
I know, but I don't remember where I was going with the story part of it.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
So that's over.
The back pedal.
Yeah, no, I couldn't remember. I'm having this problem lately. And I think it's because, like, I don't know, what was that?
That was just a... my small device over here that was storing my marijuana.
Oh.
Cool. Kicked it a bit.
Locking phase one. Oh my god, yeah.
Tonight on the CBC.
What was I saying? Something about Schwarzenegger and Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
They were, you gotta respect them.
Yeah.
For them being doing the thing that they'd be doing.
Yep.
God damn it. I'm mixed with all kinds of highs right now. Like, how are you feeling?
Great. Just gravy.
Dude, I have... Okay, let me try and explain my high. In this arm...
Okay, wait. Before you explain your high, if you can hang on to that, maybe. We should just recap because it's been a journey so far. I don't know how long it's been.
It's okay. It's been 34 minutes.
Wait, well, since the very beginning?
Okay, no, so from the very beginning, it's been... Well, are we counting what we didn't record? Because it got fucked up?
Like, just
the recording we have?
Even just from the time we started. So from the time we started today. Like, yeah, it's been some time.
Yeah, but anyways, it's been about an hour.
So, like,
we've
smoked many items.
Yes.
And ingested many items.
Yes.
Because even before we started filming, we had... I had a couple of gummies.
Yes.
We started with the box hots. Yeah, we started with the box hots.
These guys right here, boom, bam. This guy is a sativa. It's really good. Like, so when I feel the high taking me down a bit, I take a couple hits off this one, and I'm like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
It's definitely sativa. I feel like it's been that paired with the guava limes, the go times. Because it's been go time for however long it's been was my end game.
Did you eat all of them?
I've had two. But like I've also had my teapot's dunzoed.
Yeah.
And that's a good old
No, I'm just saying that's probably the difference because I remember I was like, oh, should I just have a couple?
Yeah. But also because we had the freaking frozen lemons in the Schutten Klaus.
We gotta do the fucking cherry AK.
Damn. Dude.
Yeah.
It's such a good one.
So what do you think of that joint that we got there from the BC Bud Co.?
Not too bad. It had a nice start to it for sure. It's probably more of a me thing, but when it really gets like when they're one grand joint, when it really gets down to like that last third or like maybe quarter, it just the flavor's gone. Like there's a very distinct burnt taste to it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because of the paper or
it's
like
cause
the filter.
It's because you know what? This is what I figured out. It's I think more often because the less resinous plants, they just it's a campfire taste. But if you notice the stuff that's got a little more resin to it, which is probably more common in, like, hybrids and, like, really heavy indicas, right?
Mm.
I would think. I don't know.
That's maybe.
Probably some bullshit. Who knows? But.
Somebody knows.
This is the way
not
I
us.
Yeah, right? So, I think that, like, oh, fuck. I think that, like, I can't remember the words I was going to say.
Rhythms.
I know. Oh, the resins, because I think that it was, I think that the more resinous ones, because the resin keeps the flavor. Jesus Christmas. I think the resins keep the flavor so that when it starts to get like more liquid down the end, by the end of it, you're smoking the resin as well. Right. Those are the good ones. Those are the ones you don't notice.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what, and that doesn't come easily in a fucking pre-roll.
That's true. It's
got to be the right kind of weed for sure.
Yeah. Like, it definitely, it had a nice start to it for sure. Like, there was definitely a funk to it. Okay, what was it? Triple H? And there's a haze in there.
Yeah.
Because
the hazes always make my eyelids go, hey.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I have my shades half drawn.
I feel like mine are fighting each other because of the freaking THTV go times.
You know what? I wish I had more of the fucking CBC.
Yeah.
That 4 second, I'm so proud of myself for that. I'm still on that.
It's a good high to ride.
Okay, what blunt do we want to smoke?
Hmm.
Do we want to smoke the Lebanese hash? That's pretty much a downer. That was huge. You want a hit? No, I want it all.
Yeah, those hit different.
No problem, dude. You can have all of it, I guess.
It's like that, what was it?
That one, shit's good.
That one Christmas, or not Christmas, the National Lampoon Vacation, where he hands the kid a beer, and he just chugs it, takes it back, and he just, like, goes for a sip. It's, like, empty. He's like, oh, all right.
Yeah, you did exactly that with weed.
Yep.
Good thing it's a sativa.
Yep.
Could you imagine if that was, like, Purple Kush or some shit? You
just, oh, fuck.
Into, like, 5 minutes from now, you'd be like...
So anyways, it's one, I ain't gonna go home.
It's one time I saw a ghost thing. Yeah, no, that was funny. I remember, I watched that fucking episode 3 times. Or 4, a lot.
Yeah.
And watched you space out on that ghost thing. It made me feel good about my mocha moments.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. These things definitely happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it is hilarious.
Yeah. You gotta accept your faults.
Yeah.
Like your failures and shit. Like if you don't do that, what are you doing? You're never gonna grow as a person.
Yeah.
And you'll probably be pretty like upset about shit all the time.
Yeah.
We should not be upset about shit and smoke the recliner.
Oh, dude.
Or is that too spacey?
Wait, so what are our options again? We got the...
Lottie Dottie.
Blueberry muffin.
Correct.
Heavy hitter is, it's good because I'm pretty sure it's comatose, but like,
oh, right. Yeah. It's heavy indica, but the recliner, but the thing is sativa.
The thing with comatose, as I've noticed, like it doesn't hit me the same, right. But that Lebanese hash, like the Lebanese hash, like
delicious,
it delivers because it's a hash high that keeps on giving. Mm-hmm. Like it really just, I love it for that.
I love those highs that just roll themselves out slowly over the course of like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yep. You're just like 30 minutes in, you're feeling real comfortable. And then all of a sudden you're like, whoa.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I feel giggly.
Big fan of that one. But I mean, the El Plantos, but that's like that's just right now it's on display because those are cream of the crop. Mm-hmm. With how they're rolled.
I find them heavy indicas. Those are the things that put me out.
Are they the Vitas? Or the Centrado.
Oh, I don't know. I just grabbed whatever was in the drawer.
Yeah, the Centrado. I think they are indica.
Huh. Well, they have to be because...
The Vita, yeah, Vita sounds like a sativa. And
I missed the game.
Right.
I put it on. I watched the first quarter and a half, I think. And the next thing I knew, I woke up and the game was over.
That's so, how you know you did it right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
But with the recliner, because the Presidente too, like you were saying, that one's
made by the
Presidente people.
It's super, Hydrex, super nice.
Hydrex. Yeah.
Honestly, my brain just went to flavor. I'm like, what flavor do we
have? Well, that's right true, now? Yeah. They all have their own flavor.
Mm-hmm. Like the blueberry muffin, because we had that one time.
Yes.
And we're like, oh, this is actually pretty freaking nice.
Yeah. It's very close to the Purple Kush high.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one that shuts my brain down for a second. I'd be like, hey, man, how you been all day? Great, thinking a lot? No problem.
The recliner.
I like to call it the dar-dar.
The dar-dar.
We can smoke whichever one. I'm not worried about it.
Man, decisions. Now I understand our customers right now.
But let's be honest, like, not everybody's picking all these.
That's true. You know? I mean, these are the ones we are generally going to mention.
Yeah.
If you're like, you want a nice blunt?
These should be the ones that you pick, but, you know, whatever. You do you. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, shit. Do you want a la-di-da-di-da?
Sure. That's always a good one.
Yeah?
Have you smoked one of those?
Not for a bit.
That's like, yes, but maybe.
No, because I had, wasn't there a pre-roll that wasn't the blunt before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the, oh shit.
So I know I've had
something.
Like, I've had the flower, but I didn't buy the flower. So at some point I had the flower.
I think it was the, whatever the Kush one is. No, that's the
Kush. Oh, Cryptic Chronic?
That's the one. Cryptic Chronic. Mm. That one's nice. I think that one's a sativa.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was.
Because I kept calling that a sativa, and phew, was I wrong?
This is just such a good-looking little package there.
Yeah, right?
Here, it is yours. I don't know why I went to town.
It's fine. It's like the perfect size.
This is just like when the guest just walks in and like takes out their socks and throws them up on the coffee table.
Hey, man, these are like my bar pretzels. You know? You need a little something? There it is.
Oh, you gotta get... Oh,
I know.
When you have some of them rocking?
Yeah.
Man, you've told the wonderful wide web about your chips yet? No?
No.
You haven't discussed the chips?
I have not discussed the chips. Listen.
Here I am, like, I know, I have not had any.
It's a good idea. Because those things were awesome. So, what was the company? I probably have it on my phone. Here, you know what? You like this because I like burning off the tip part first. And I'll find it on the phone. So, who was it? Where do we go here? I'm only looking for it because I don't have the thing anymore. So, Kebra. Who was it by? I think it was by Astronuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Astronuts barbecue kettle chips. Dude. It was only 10 milligrams and I was already stoned as shit. So, like, I can't tell you if they were very potent, but they definitely, you know, didn't hurt the high. But these things tasted just like, you know, like proper kettle chips. Like, they were nice, they were crisp. The amount of... they left so much powder on your fingers, it was comparable to Cheetos. You know what I'm saying? They were good. And they were perfect. They didn't taste... every once in a while, you get, like, a tiniest little hint of... like distillate or something.
Yeah, some pops through.
Yeah, something like that.
In most cases.
But a little more earthy than sharp.
Mm.
So it went away really quick.
Nice.
And yeah, it was really good.
It's almost more like a nice little herb.
Yeah.
Herb sprinkle.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really well done.
Garnish? That's the word.
Yeah.
Herb sprinkle.
I think they do that too. Like, I think they make a rub for like cooking. They do beef jerky. Well,
yeah, because you said like a lot of it's local, right?
Yeah.
Which is freaking sick. So like,
they're
like, yeah, if you think like kettle chips, like they're going to be kettle chips. And
so we can have a little bowl of kettle chips.
Absolutely. Then,
they've got like a party mix.
Yes. There's a party mix. Yeah. I mean, there's also a few others. Like, I don't know if it's also by them.
Chip covered nuts.
Yeah. The chip nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those. Yeah. We got to get those.
$80 beef jerky. I mean, I don't know how much it is. I'm just saying. Seems like it would be expensive. I'd still buy it. It's
beef jerky. Oh, absolutely. It just sounds like so much fun.
I get to eat beef jerky and get high?
Yeah. Excellent.
Who's not in for that?
And it's not like, as the rep was telling us, like, it's not ridiculously priced, right?
No.
Like, what you think the price of beef jerky or, like, a bag of chips, like, whatever size it is, like, it's pretty much on par with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Now, you don't get, like, a ton, but it's like a bowl full, you know. But how much chips do you need? You know?
Yeah.
So Yeah. No, those are good. I like that you can get food and stuff like that. I have a whole cookbook that a buddy of mine bought me years and years ago about how to cook. It had all these different meals, infused meals. So you could make, like, infused burgers, lasagna, like pasta, whatever, rice. Didn't matter. You're baking. Like,
yeah, fuck yeah.
You know? I've never used it. It's untouched. But it's available. I have the ability. And I was looking around the other day and I was like, I have a lot of weed. So if I have enough, like, if I have enough, what's the fucking word that I'm looking for? Oh my God, indicas. If I have enough indica, because I think I'll probably have more of that right now. Mm. I wonder if you could I'm going to put all of it into something maybe and make some butter. Because I was also thinking with Christmas coming up, I want to do that. With like a nuts and bolts mix.
Yeah. Yep.
Homemade.
Ooh. Yeah, that sounds real good.
What's the dosage? I don't fucking know.
Enjoy.
A lot. Maybe eat one Cheerio and see what happens. Bro, like, don't you know? I do know. I do know that I put a shit ton of weed in there.
I could give you an approximate, but that approximate is out of reach at the moment.
You ever had a weed glitch, Freddy?
May have accidentally dropped a vortex, got me in there as well, so...
Oh, dude.
Who knows what you're in for?
Oh, speaking of which, that's right, I found a second bag of vortex gummies. I now have two bags.
That was a good find.
Oh, dude, sober me takes care of stone me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really does. Because, yeah, that was an awesome find. I had one bag in the fridge, and then I didn't realize I had another one in the cupboard. That means I have 400 milligrams of disgustingly high-potent gummies.
Yep.
When I say disgusting, I mean the taste is gross. The product itself does exactly what it's supposed to. Yep. You know, like, I took 140 milligrams of that shit a kind.
Yeah, and they are a lost breed at this point.
Yeah. It's so bad that, you know what, that's shitty. It's shitty that we can't get, like, this larger quantities. Oh, sweet. We can't get larger quantities of THC in edibles. Excuse me.
Well brought up.
Yeah, right?
Too bad you weren't.
Right. That's the thing that, not being able to get a good, a nice big amount of THC. What am I? Oh my God. I keep trailing off. I got sidetracked by a blinking light down there. It's that fault. Okay, I'm blaming that thing.
Oh, there it goes.
1%.
Oh, damn. Little buddy's giving up.
Stay with us. Don't go down. Don't go down. What are we going to do? Okay, well, intense. Maybe it'll last long enough. Who knows how long it's been on two.
That's true.
Hopefully a while. When it goes out, I'll just put my phone upside
down. This is the longest second ever.
Right?
When does it change?
So, what was I saying?
Light. No. Something about THC.
Oh, yeah. It's a shame, though. We can't have more THC in edibles. I said it four times. Edibles. I just wanted to say it a fifth time, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's ridiculous that we can only get 10. Like, you know how many you have to buy to get a decent buzz on?
Yeah.
I mean, other than apparently CBC and fucking THCV, but...
That's definitely got to be part of it, you know?
Like, right.
People are afraid to move to the largers because... But, I mean, at this point, that's what people want. Like,
I like
a couple dollars more.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you got, like, your 5-packs for, like, $4 or whatever it is.
Yep.
And, like, it's pretty decent if you just want to kind of dose it out or just eat a couple candies because, you know, you're going to want... I mean, some people just want to get fucked up, but, like, it's nice to eat a good few, like, kind of, like, you're enjoying candy.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they should definitely just treat people that clearly have experience. That, you know, it's okay to
do this, this, and that.
Just know what you're in for. Just have the person selling it to you.
Make sure that you're
qualified. Know what they're talking about.
Have you got your license for 500 milligrams, sir?
And have an actual conversation with you.
There's a license for that?
Right for you.
Yeah, we got licenses now for the different levels of weed you take. So if you're
sorry, that's the cabinet back here.
$4 is 10 milligrams. $100 is, like, let's say $250.
and direct your attention to the cabinet with the blinking lights.
Yeah. That's the one. Once you've had several rounds of these ones, you can go to the bigger ones. But not until then.
This bombshell, just don't even think about this bombshell.
Could you imagine being able to section off a thing and being like, okay, this one yes, this one no.
Yeah.
You can't really do it, though. I mean, to be fair, everybody's trying, it seems like, because when weed first was legalized, the payoff, the not everything paid off.
Yeah.
But it's grown well.
And it's been awesome to see, like, the other cannabinoids
be introduced into mainstream smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like I like that with the edibles, at least, you know, with the pearls, you know? Yeah. It's the first ones that I was able to discover that... Oh, yes, this has a different effect than just focusing on the, you know.
I call this one shit-eating grin.
I call this one take a little nap.
I call this one where am I now?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's good. It would be better if we could just, like, I don't know. I also don't understand what the holdback is. Like, I don't know what the fear is.
Yeah.
You know?
At this point.
It's, okay,
it's happened. It's been proven that it's, you know, it's no different.
No. No. Like, I can't remember, but at one point I looked up, statistics on, like, drunk driving and being high driving and stuff. And, they hadn't changed since they first introduced weed and they started, like, following it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It was kind of...
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I feel like I was going to say something else to that, but that's all I know. Dude, I'm telling you, I got...
We're riding these waves. See, now...
It's an up and down.
I don't know if it was the blunts... Or if it's now, like, some weird tail end of the CBC that, like, maybe it just brings you down and you're supposed to focus.
Oh,
but, like, there's also riding the waves of the, I'm sure it's still the THCV.
The giggles last forever in that.
Yeah.
That's what I find.
But I feel like this one's probably trying to do some sort of focus, like, introducing some focus while, like, introducing the focus to the THCV, and it's a battle of wits. It really is.
It's like an old time editor that's doing it on reel and has to, like, cut the reels to match up.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh wait, this is where the CBC goes. This is where the THCV goes, right here. And there's, like, flashback scenes, boom, 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 back to back.
Oh man, that's good shit.
Well, I would say that I think we've been doing this for, like, an hour, and it was pretty fun.
It's good. We talked about...
stuff.
Things. It's been a journey, because... So what's funny is how most of the last of our conversation just went.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to discuss what we had smoked from the beginning of this that led us to this journey. But, I mean, we've still covered most of what we've had, right?
I think so.
Because...
Well, okay. So, before the show, if we're going to recap it here...
This feels like a kind, but, like, we did this in one session rather than over an entire day. You know what I'm saying?
We crammed it in.
We crammed it in. Like, I mean, it's been a while since we've done the...
True.
...the podcast.
Yes.
So... I've done it. You've been going steady.
Well, based on the last two, you could argue that I also was not present.
That's what you get with the student glass, man.
Oh, dude. I've been laying off it.
Or what was it? The Slurpin' Berry? What the hell's it called?
Oh. From Liddy.
Yeah, the Liddy.
Oh, what's it called?
Is it Slurpin' Berry? Slappin' Berry?
Slappin' Berry.
It's Slappin' Berry. Galoopa Gulp and the Slappin' Berry.
Oh, dude. No, actually, it's been Jungle Fruit.
Oh, Jungle Fruit.
I take two hits of that before bed and wow, I'm out.
Yep.
Yep. But yeah, so, okay, we smoked before we started. To recap before we cut out of here.
I'm solid.
Good? Okay. Me too on that one. It's starting to hit the back of the throat. Mm-hmm. This is one that kind of at the end gives off that vibe you were talking about.
Yeah. I love the filter on it, though.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's got a real nice filter.
I kept one or two of them.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But, okay, so we started off for when we were talking at the beginning, like, before we started the podcast, we started off with the Box Hot Nitro. The Box Hot Nitro.
Mm-hmm.
Ba-poom, Cruise Control Nitro. And that one is CBG 25%, CBD 1.1 or 0.7%, I'm not sure. And then
25 CBG?
50
THC.
And yes, 25 CBG. It's a nice, it's really good, but it has a drop off at the end. But it tastes like watermelon bubblegum.
Yeah. And so then the new one.
Yeah, and then the, I forget what it's called all the time. Something about, oh yeah. Bubba fruit. Bubba fruit. It tastes like bubblegum. With a little like pineapple trail off. That one's 83% THC and like very little CBD. So we smoked that first. And then we had the THCV gummies.
THCVs.
Yep. And then you smoked, what was the one you rolled? The Cherry AK with...
Cherry AK with the Green Seal or the Bonfire technically.
Yep.
Craft Life Hash.
Yep. So when it cut out and went weird at the beginning... We had done
I did not stop smoking this. For continuity's sake, I should have put it out and then relit, but you know, I was just on a roll with it.
We didn't know is what happened, because I thought it was my fault. I fucked up. But so anyway, we smoked that. You didn't see it, but we smoked it. And then we smoked what was it?
I mean we had the frozen lemons. We did the student glass.
Oh yeah, the student glass to start the show. And then
we had our drinks.
The drinks.
Yep.
Yep. And
we had this. Oh,
the BC.
The BC Budco Triple H.
Yep.
That one definitely did a number.
We have no idea what the Triple H is, even though I should have known.
I'm sure it was told to us.
But we feel like it's a kind of a haze. It's got to be some of it. It's got to be a haze strain.
What else did we smoke?
I mean, that's it. And then the
CBCs. The blunt.
Oh, and then we ate the THC, CBC. CBC, THC. And now on your evening news.
Yeah. So, that many items in the last little while. Hour?
Yeah.
Pretty well done.
Yeah, we smoked the Lottie Dottie blunt. Yeah, that was pretty good, huh? I don't know if we made any sense, but...
We talked about some aliens.
Yes, aliens. Well... Those are our thoughts off the stem for this week. Hope you enjoyed the sesh. Hope you come back next week with me, Justin Baroni, your friendly neighborhood pothead, on Thoughts Off the Stem on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. I was thinking two things at one time and can't do it.